So we'll go behind the scenes a little bit. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We knew Daryl was going to join us today. We thought it was going to be by phone. And then Daryl had to come into the station for something, and he texted Dan, and he said, hey, I'll just come into the studio. And all of a sudden, the door flies open here. Daryl walks into the studio, and Daryl says this.
Dan Pitcher's probably going to be the next head coach of your Cleveland Browns.
Now.
And then you said?
Why do you do this?
I'm probably going to keep the liquor store that's right down the street next to me in business for years to come.
This is like...
Pitcher is the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who doesn't call plays. And by the way, I just want to point out to everybody, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase do not play football for the Cleveland Browns.
Are they available via trade? Cloning? I mean, they're getting close with sheep. We might be onto something.
Well, wasn't there a rumor that Tom Brady was messing around with cloning?
There was a rumor that Tom Brady was messing with cloning.
He cloned his dog or something?
Yes, yes.
And then Daryl said, if you listened closely to Andrew Berry on Monday, Andrew Berry said...
Yeah, they're looking for their next Kevin Stefanski.
And I looked up Dan Pitcher just so I had a little more background on him. Guess who Dan Pitcher looks like?
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, my God, does he ever?
Andrew Berry has a type.
Either that or it feels like...
He's got a tinge of gray. He's got, like, all of his hair, like Kevin. He's got a tinge of gray. And he's got, like, I've got a beard, but I don't really have a beard. It's the same guy.
He's got a little Jeff Phelps in him, too. Receding hairline.
You son of a...
This is like Heath Bell coming in from the bullpen at the All-Star game and sliding into the pitcher's mound.
I got jokes. What can I say?
That's what I am right now. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
It's been a 5-12 season. I got jokes.
Okay.
Dan Pitcher's hairline's not receding. Mine left. It didn't recede. It just left.
No, you still got some on the sides and the back.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Daryl, don't tell me this.
Daryl's on fire.
This feels like Dan Pitcher, the way that you're presenting this feels like is when you'd look at the kids and be like, you have a Kevin Stefanski at home. You don't need a new Kevin Stefanski. You have a Kevin Stefanski at home.
Like I said, you have to really pay attention to what is said in these press conferences. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm talking to fans. You got to really listen to what's being said. And I've gone back and I've read the transcript a couple of times. I've cut the video multiple times.
I love doing that as well, by the way. I go back and read the transcripts.
Yeah, I've clipped the video a couple of times too. And listen, the search should be over. It should be John Harbaugh. They should have kidnapped him last night.
Oh.
Put a blank check in front of him, a contract where he gets to fill in whatever terms he wants to fill in. Name your GM. If you want to keep Andrew, great. If you want to fire Andrew, go right ahead. Like, if anything.
Head coach and president of football operations.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. Operations.
Like, now,
make
I will
up a
say
title.
This.
The Browns are good at that.
Yes, they're very good at fancy titles, not very good at actually winning games with said fancy titles.
Oh, give it time.
Let's put it this way. If they won as many games as characters in the fancy titles, we would all be very, very happy and we'd not be sitting here doing this for like the 12th time in the last, I don't know, 15 years, right?
And if they're available to write our resumes, we're interested.
Exactly. It's like they put all the titles into ChatGPT. Hey, here's the role. Come up with fancy title for said role. Spit it out. That's the put in the prompt and then here, right?
Four words or more, please.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? So I saw the picture of Dan Pitcher.
You mean the picture of Dan Pitcher?
I was hoping you'd catch that. So I saw the picture on his bio, and then right beneath it, they have video of him speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing dark horn-rimmed Buddy Holly glasses and his goatee and beard a little more prominent. And I swear to God, I looked at it and I thought, what's Greg Williams doing on that Bengals stuff? He looks like Greg. So we're crossing Greg Williams and Kevin Stefanski. Now, that might be a football coach.
I really think they're going to go with unproven coordinator dude. Pair
you
him.
You really do.
Yes, pair them with an experienced offensive coordinator, Todd Monkenkoff. And then...
And Tommy Reese is doing what?
You're going to have to, Jim Schwartz will have a decision to make. Does he want to stay on as defensive coordinator or does he want to go work for somebody else? Because he's going to interview for the head coach job here.
Tomorrow.
Right? And... I mean, let's look at the human element of this thing first. Like, let's set aside the whole football and what fans may or may not want. The human element is usually, hey, if I'm interviewing for a promotion, but I don't get the promotion and they bring somebody else in, what do most people usually want to do? They want to move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if the right opportunity presents itself, yes.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying that that's what Jim Schwartz wants to do or is going to do. I'm just presenting that, like, that is just a fact of life, right? So I would like them to keep Jim Schwartz, regardless if he gets the head coach position or not, because I just think he's a phenomenal coach. I don't think him, even though him and Tommy Reese are both going to interview for this job, I don't think either one of them are getting this job. And
which,
you know,
one has a better chance?
Well, Schwartz, because he's got the head coaching experience. Reese is 33, I believe, if I remember correctly. And listen, I mean, if the Bill Belichick thing didn't work out in North Carolina, as far as them hiring him, Reese,
Tommy might have had the gig.
Tommy was expected to have that gig, right? You know, he was tied to the Michigan job. He's tied to a couple, I think it was UCLA as well. Didn't get those jobs. And look, I don't think he's ready to be a head coach yet. I think he needs a little more seasoning. But he's going to be a head coach in the next, I'd say, 2, maybe 3 years.
NFL more than NCAA?
I think he's going to have his pick. Honestly, I'd want the NFL more than the NCAA now.
It's a saner environment.
Yeah, well, and it used to be college football was the saner environment, even though... It was just as difficult as far as, you know, flying around the country. But the college football landscape has changed so dramatically in the last 3 to 5 years. I'd rather have an NFL job Agreed. Over a college job.
Guaranteed contracts in the NFL. I don't have to re-recruit you every single year.
Right.
Yeah. It's a valid point. It's a really good point. Daryl joining us in studios, of course. All of his appearances are powered by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So how... This is the part of this that's so interesting, is the fact that we've seen this list of candidates and none of them have been Mike McCarthy. We haven't heard that name at all in right. there. We haven't heard
which, by the way, was a name I heard 2 weeks ago.
Do you think we're going to get those in a little bit, or do you think they really are going unproven coordinator and that's who they want to talk to?
I think so. Your list right now, let me just read the list. This is who we know the Browns are interested in, okay? Jim Schwartz, Tommy Reese, current coordinators here with the Browns. They both will interview tomorrow. Dan Pitcher, the Bengals offensive coordinator, does not call plays down there. That's Zach Taylor's job. But and again, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow do not come with Pitcher. Okay, so like, let's also keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But he's got close ties to Andrew Berry. They know each other very well. They work together. So, like, let's not discount that. The defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks, Aiden Dirty, who does not call plays out there either.
No.
Okay.
And if he did, they might not understand him because his accent's so thick.
Well,
it's not that thick.
Rim shot? No,
it's
rim
not
shot?
That thick.
Oh, thank you.
It's not that bad.
Come on. It was a rim shot opportunity.
He's not from like.
He's the defensive version for the Seahawks of Alex Van Pelt.
It's just right, giving okay. you a rim shot opportunity. Menigan's not behind the glass. He couldn't hit it.
I know. Todd Monken, the Ravens offensive coordinator,
soon like
to be
idea?
Former Ravens offensive coordinator. Yeah. Freddie Kitchens, offensive coordinator here. He is, been requested for an interview. And then John Harbaugh, you know, they obviously reached out to him, or his agent, I should say,
yesterday.
Have
you heard anything, though, that like he's going to...
I think he's going to end up with the Giants. Or he's going to sit tight, see what happens with Buffalo and Green Bay in the playoffs. Because he has his pick. I mean, it originally was Kevin Stefanski was going to have his pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's John Harbaugh
who has
his
Kevin's
pick.
Number two on the hit parade now.
Also, as the Packers lose their mind and fire Matt LaFleur, you beat him in Green Bay and get him on the plane now.
Who you've already chatted with.
That dude knows his stuff. That is a good football coach.
Riddle me this one, Daryl. You're around these coaches a lot more than we are. When do other factors come into play? There are only 32 jobs. You know, and with so
what do you
many,
mean by other factors,
well,
though?
With so many guys like coordinator du jour, I need to be a head coach. Boom. I don't care where it is. I'm taking the job.
Right.
Other factors. Harbaugh's family has Cleveland ties. Yeah. Harbaugh spent a lot of time here.
It's a great story. I just don't think it's going to happen no matter how much time I invested last night on X trying to will it into existence. I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe some guys, I don't know Harbaugh, maybe Harbaugh doesn't like New York and doesn't want the idea of living. You know, when do other factors like that come into play, or do they not?
I think Harbaugh wants the Giants job.
I think it'd be a great job.
I think
that's a great job. You've got a quarterback.
You got Jackson Dart there.
You've got a running back in Scataboo. You've got Malik Nabers. Andrew Thomas.
If Buffalo
you got Burns
up,
on the other
that's
side
a
of
great
the ball.
Job.
And a couple other guys too. Abdul Carter's pretty darn good in his own right.
Here's the thing: the Browns' job.
You got that bad turf though.
Is way down the list. It's in front for me. The Browns' job's in front of the Raiders, the Cardinals. And then it's the Browns, because everybody else has quarterbacks or has invested in a young quarterback, okay? And they're not the Browns. Like, this is in the lower half of the available jobs.
I've seen rankings, and I think I've seen six different rankings of the jobs. The Browns have been ranked third by three of them.
It's because of the defense, Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and Carson Schweinsinger.
Pretty strong pillars.
But six by the other three.
It's an offensive league. Defense is not going to win you anything. Just look to the Cleveland Browns of 2024 and 2025.
You have to score points.
Right? I mean, you can't
need to score points. Yeah, yes, that is a factual statement.
Look how many games they lost.
Preferably
because they
not
score
just
20.
By your defense.
You know, on that alone would get you that football consulting gig.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
By the way, I am available for consulting, Browns. I could really help you turn this thing around. His name is John Harbaugh. He would flip that organization on its head. Here's the thing. I do hope they at least they get the opportunity to interview him.
I hope they do, too.
Just from the standpoint of, John, tell us everything that's wrong with us and how you would fix it. And then I would have a recorder. I would record every word he said. And then as soon as he leaves the room to take the Giants or the Green Bay or the Buffalo job, I would implement every word he says. I really would, because the way they do things doesn't work. Okay, like if you haven't figured that out in 13 years, pretending to be the smartest people in the room is not helping you. It's not giving you any type of advantage. And listen, I'm all for the football nerdom. I really am. I'm not against it. I know there's people in town think I'm anti-analytics, and no, I'm not. I am for anything that can give the Cleveland Browns a competitive advantage, because if there's ever a franchise in pro sports that needs any competitive advantage, well, it's the Cleveland Browns. So I'm for whatever it takes to get that advantage. But the problem is, though, is they still don't know how to apply some of that sometimes. And I think that's something that Kevin struggled with. And, you know, you just can't do certain things if you don't have the players to accomplish them, right?
Do you have an extra couple of minutes?
Yeah.
I have a question that I didn't get in. We got to go to break. I want you to answer when we come back.
I'm on pins and needles.
Well, you want the question now?
No.
All right. Daryl with a question coming from me momentarily. Maybe he can give me some insight, because I'm still trying to figure it out. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan. Daryl Ryder in studio.